I always feel like when they don't do a song before I get up that you're disappointed, like, oh, it's him. But I just want to take a point of personal privilege at this point on this Memorial Day weekend. And maybe we have these holidays and we get into these wonderful traditions of family gatherings and picnics and a lot of talk about, you know, Memorial Day being the kickoff to summer and so on. And I know we've talked a little bit about it already in the service that the real purpose of this Memorial weekend and Memorial Day in particular is to honor those who sacrifice the ultimate gift of their life in order for us to cherish and enjoy the freedoms that we have in these United States. But I've become a little more aware, a little more cognizant of that cost. One of my son's colleagues in his business is a widow who lost her husband in the fight against terrorism. She and her daughter, I've gotten to know and gotten to meet. And that kind of brings home for me the cost of that life sacrifice. There's a little girl who will grow up without knowing her dad, a young widow, not having the companionship and support and love of a husband. And so on this Memorial Day weekend, as you recall and you remember the sacrifices that have been made for us, also recall and remember those who sacrificed what they were hoping for and looking forward to in life together with somebody that they loved. And as you're remembering, if you could be praying for all those widows and children growing up without their dads, and in some cases widowers and children growing up without their moms, just uplift them in your prayers with the sacrifices that they made, and it wasn't even really their choice to make. And so just, you know, kind of an aside, but something I wanted to share with all of you. As we continue in our series of sermons on the gift of the Holy Spirit, we continue studying in the Gospel according to John the words that Jesus shared with his disciples toward the end of his earthly ministry. And in his talking with them, as he's making this transition for them from these days and hours where he was with them, very present with them, physically present with them, and how there was going to be transition taking place, and they would not see him as he is, but they would experience his presence through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he was trying to explain this to his disciples, and we picked this up in the 15th chapter of John with the 26th verse. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. But you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out in the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. May the Lord bless this portion from His holy word. It's a holiday weekend. And I always feel like on these holiday weekends that you guys get like an extra mark of sainthood for being here. You know, you are like the faithful remnant that isn't at some river somewheres. And some of you have come in from the river to be here, and I appreciate that as well. And so it is that I'm just going to maybe do a little bit more laid-back sermon for you today, because I just want to have a little conversation with you in the spirit of a relaxing weekend. And this is an interesting passage that Jesus is talking with his disciples, because he is explaining to them the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is kind of a, you know, for them, this is a foreign concept. We have 2,000 years of background that helps us to understand the person and work of the Holy Spirit. So it's a little bit easier for us. But if you can put yourself in the place of the disciples back in those days, they probably had some wonderful comfort level going on. You know, you got 3 years of doing something. You get a pattern to it. You get a certain comfort level to it. They've been doing this traveling. They've been with Jesus. They've been watching the miracles He's performed. They've been listening to the lessons that He has taught. They've been experiencing the comfort and fellowship of His presence with them. They had to be thinking that they've got it made. That here they were experiencing life as good as it gets. And so for Jesus to start talking about this transition that's going to be taking place, this separation that's going to be taking place, and we know that the disciples, you know, didn't really get it. We know that they couldn't really comprehend what Jesus was talking about, and we know the story about, you know, Peter arguing with Jesus about, you know, oh, you know, don't talk about going up to Jerusalem, getting killed. That's not going to happen. We're not going to do this. And, you know, and they didn't want to give up what they had. What they had was something beyond our comprehension, something that was so special in so many ways. But Jesus was trying to prepare them for what lay ahead. He was trying to help them to understand that the road ahead of them was going to be challenging and difficult. But He wanted them to also know that road that they were going to go down, they were not going to go down it alone. That they were going to have someone with them who was going to continue to remind them. I love this theme that we seem to be hitting on, and it's kind of funny that this text and Memorial Day have all kind of fallen together like this. Maybe that's work of the Holy Spirit, I don't know. But He's trying to remind them so that they could remember that the one who was with them is guiding them and directing them and with them every step along the way. And the name that He gives to the Holy Spirit in this passage is translated a number of different ways, but it's translated sometimes as a counselor, sometimes as advocate, and as I said in an earlier sermon, that it is a word that is also used for a defense attorney. But it literally means one who is alongside of you, one who walks alongside of you, you know, as a defense attorney would sit next to you, you know, if you, none of you, you know, I'm not saying anything, anybody's going to get arrested anytime soon, but if you were, if it happened, you would have a defense attorney who would be by your side. Well, that's a good image to have and a good understanding to have, but it is also so much more than that, because the one who is by our side, Jesus tells His disciples, is the Spirit of truth, as well as the Spirit of comfort. And so it is that Jesus is trying to let His disciples know that the one who's going to be coming in His name, this Holy Spirit that He has promised to them, is going to be one who will be with them side by side, step by step, throughout all that would be befalling them. And He was warning them that what lay ahead was not going to be pretty. And in our lives, there are a lot of times that are not pretty. There are a lot of times that are challenging, a lot of times that break our hearts, a lot of times that just bring us to our knees, literally and sometimes figuratively. But yet the Holy Spirit is there. And that's what Jesus is trying to help them to see, that the Holy Spirit would be walking alongside them, giving them comfort in the difficult times, but yet at the same time being the Spirit of truth. Now that's the part that maybe we don't like as much. We like the idea of the Holy Spirit being the one whose arm is around us and carrying us along, holding us up when we need to be held up, but the Spirit of truth being one who you know, in those moments when you know you're doing what you shouldn't be doing, It's that Spirit of truth that is in there tapping you on the shoulder. The Spirit of truth that is trying to guide you and direct you into doing the right thing, saying the right words, being the right person, following the right way. And so the Spirit of truth is there to guide us in the correct way, to guide us in the way that is most similar to the way that Jesus lived His life. So the gift of the Holy Spirit is that two-sided gift. One that comforts us in times that are difficult, and one that discomforts us in times when we're going in the wrong direction. So Jesus was trying to let His disciples know this, and He wants all of us to know this, and this is why John recorded it for us, so that we would be able to know and to understand who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit works in each of our lives. Simple sermon, holiday weekend, you got things to do, places to go, but let's pray together. Well, God of grace and God of mercy, we do give You thanks for Your Holy Spirit. And we're not just grateful for those hours in our lives when the Holy Spirit is holding us up, giving us the comfort of Your presence in our lives. But we're grateful, O Lord, as well, for those hours in our lives when the Holy Spirit is tapping us on the shoulder, speaking through our consciences, guiding us to choose the more challenging way, the way of being Christ-like in all that we are, in all that we say, in all that we do. We ask, O Lord, that Your Holy Spirit might so dwell within us that we live lives that are full of Your comfort and live lives where You don't have to tap us on the shoulder nearly as much. We pray this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.